Now we're gonna play Rybičky, Little Minnows. In the Czech style. Did you get that? Want it over? Want it over?
One more time.
One more time, we'll play Bobby Vinton in the Czech style.
Thank you. doing the Jungle Boat tour.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. First, I'm going to try and relate these scenes here with the springs itself so you'll get an idea of this jungle trip we're going to take. What you're seeing here, this is a hotel. This is introduction to our boat dock. This is the dock itself. This is where we load on the boat, back out, begin the trip down the river. Here now, this is a distance shot of the dock itself. Out here now, the introduction is, out on this trip, we'll be seeing rare bird, wildlife, and alligators. And for you ladies, we got a few little snakes. I know all ladies like snakes. Out on your left here now, down on the marsh there, also on the water, the ducks you're seeing, those are scaup. Back to your left again, what you're seeing here is shots from the river. The ducks you're seeing here, those are scaup. That's a lesser scaup, as I said, they're migratory. They're just here for the winter. There's a close-up shot of one of the scaups. Some people refer to him as a bluebird. What you're seeing here now, the little blackbird with the red beak, that's a little gallinoo, common gallinoo. But because he's here in the state of Florida, we refer to him as a Florida gallinoo. That's the little blackbird with the reddish beak. Out here looking to the right now, on the bank there's alligator and turtle. We got plenty of alligator out here now. If anyone on board like to have an alligator, don't be bashful, just let me know. Also turtle there on the bank. Journey down river now, this is the scene going down river. What you seeing here now, that's a Louisiana blue heron. Louisiana blue heron. Looking out the marsh there on your right now, what they're seeing, that's a limpkin. That's a rare one. That's a limpkin. His origin is South America. There's a little debate going on now about whether or not he's going to be the third rarest bird in the United States today. What you see in his beak there now, that's an apple snail. That's the type of freshwater snail that's all the limpkin eats. What you see in here now, these are snail shells. That apple snail now, we have plenty of them out there. What they'll do, they'll crawl up on anything that they can find, lay their eggs, and then they'll fall off into the water. The limpkin then go into the water, get the snail, take it to the bank, eat the snail, and leave the shell. That's how all these shells get along the banks and on the grass. But if that limpkin's not careful now, the alligator will get that limpkin every time. What you see in here, this is the head of an alligator submerged. As I said, we had plenty of alligator. They're looking out to the right here. What you see in there now, that's the American egret. The long-necked white bird, that's the American egret. Some people refer to them as the great egret. What you see in here now, these are widgeons. That's the American widgeon. Some people call them a bald pate. All the birds you see in here now, they're migratory. They're just down for the winter. That's the widgeon up close. That's the male. The male has a green streak along the head. Journey down river here now. What you're seeing out there, the white spots out along the river itself, those ibis, all white ibis. The little duck you see in there now, that's a little pied bib grebe. That's a little pied bib grebe. Some people call him a die dapper. Some call him a hell diver. Journeying down the river, looking along the banks, all the trees you're seeing out there now, these are cypress, all swamp cypress. What you see in here now, these are widgeons. Right in the middle of those widgeons, that's a wood duck. Male wood duck with all the beautiful colors. As you can see here now, ladies, Mother Nature, she kind of changed things around a little bit this trip and give the male the beauty. I'm sorry about that. You ladies can't win them all. Well, I guess you can't lose them all either. That's life. That's our jungle boat journeying back up the river. What you see in here now, this is the backside after we make the turn. Right along in here now, I'll tell you to glance over the side. You should be able to see some of the fish. We got 14 different species of freshwater fish. Now, I know right away with some of you, that brings about a question here of, can I fish? Yes, you can. But if you get caught, you see, You got to have a little money, plus you got to have a little time, because it costs you about $500 a pound, plus 5 years per pound. Swimming down the right in front of the boat now, there's another alligator. Alligator going out to your right. There's the alligator. As I said now, we got plenty of alligator. If anyone on board like to have an alligator, don't be bashful, just let me know. As I said, what I'll do this is stop and let you off on this trip. Try and pick you up on the next trip. Anyway, by that time, we should know who's going back. You or that alligator. More alligator on your right. A lot of people underestimate him there now because he lays around all lazy. That alligator you're seeing can outswim the average boat out here in the water, and he can outrun a horse on land for a short distance. Out here now, for me, your question is, what do the alligator eat? Well, fellas, listen up. This is your cue. They eat birds, frogs, fish, snakes, and nagging wives. Now, if you got one, you bring her to the right place. But don't feel bad, ladies. They also eat nagging husbands. Alligators are not choicy. Laying all jokes aside now, out here they eat the fish, they catch the birds, they'll catch a hog, love a dog, and can catch a deer. No problem whatsoever. Here, what you're seeing here now, this is bulrush. Bulrush. This is reeds that grow on the river itself. Another alligator there now. That alligator you're seeing there, that's old Nubby. She's been with us a while. If you notice there, she's missing part of her tail and also part of both her hind legs. She was in a fight with another alligator. You see, the sad part about it is now the other alligator is missing her whole life. They fight to kill. Little black bird here with the white beak, that's a coot. Some people call him a mud hen. Out of Louisiana way, they refer to him as a pull-doo. That's the little black bird with the white beak. What you see in here, this is a migratory duck. This is a canvas back. Very seldom we get a few of them. We get two or three of them in, not a whole abundance of them. Looking back to the right here now, must be something interesting going on. Look what we got for you ladies. We got a snake. I know all ladies like snakes. Don't all you ladies like snakes? Yes, I know all ladies like snakes. I'll be wanting all you ladies to see this snake out on the boat now, because sometimes going in the back jungle, we get in the brush, we get a little snake in the boat. You see out here, normally when we get a snake in the boat, we get people in the water. But we just remind the people in the water about the alligator in the water, people back in the boat, really no problem. Looking back to the right here now, what you're seeing, that's the limpkin. That's the rare one. She's got some young ones. Those are baby limpkins. That limpkin, as I said, there's a little debate going on now about whether or not she's going to be the third rarest bird in the United States today. Now, if you come out to our place, spend the night, you'll almost have to get used to the cry that this limpkin have because she hollers all night long. What you see in here now, this is the anhinga, water turkey, snake bird. You see in here now why they call him the snake bird. In the water, all you can see is the neck and head. Right here now, that's the anhinga. What she's doing, she's drying out. If you'll notice her closely there, the body is furry-like, the wing is feather. What she's doing, as I said, she's drying out. She has to dry out in order to fly any height, any distance. When she goes into the water, she becomes soaking wet. The feathers does not contain any oil whatsoever. Little turtle on your right on the log. Some people refer to him as a soup-sized turtle. Some people call him a streaked leg, better known as a chicken turtle. More of the jungle, more of the river we're looking at here. What you see in here now, these are cypress knees. That's the root of the cypress tree. That's how the tree gets its air, right down through the knee. Ladies, those cypress knees you see in there make beautiful lamps. Alligator crossing the river, they're going to your left. As I said, we got plenty of alligator. What you see in there now, that's an immatured little blue heron. Immatured little blue heron. They're born white. Takes a period of about 3 years for them to become a beautiful blue. Immatured little blue heron. What you see in here, this is an ibis, white ibis. The bird you're seeing here now, that's a little snow egret. Snow egret. They call him the little white bird with the golden slippers. That's because of his yellow feet. That's a snow egret. What you're seeing here at the edge of the water, this is a cattle egret. This is the bird you see along the road picking the bugs off the cows. Cattle egret. We're looking now. There must be something interesting going on. Here in the tree now, that's a yellow-crowned night heron. A yellow-crowned night heron. He's a rare one now. Very seldom we get to see this bird. Yellow-crowned night heron. Out here, we also have the black crown. Looking back to the right now, by judgment, must be alligator on your right. Fairly nice-sized alligator out there on the bank. What you're seeing there now, that's a scaup, lesser scaup. Female. There's more widgeons. That's the American widgeon, as I said. Some people call him a ball pate. What you're seeing here now, this is deer, wild deer. So we journey down river. Up on the right, we got a clearing. We have several feeding areas. Out on those feeding areas, we have wild deer and wild turkey. Also out on the feeding area now, in a cage we have a 500-pound black Florida bear. Out there now, her name is Algie. Her diet is Jim Dandy and Honey. She's in that cage for her protection and a whole lot of ours. The big purple-looking bird you're seeing here now, that's a great blue heron. Great blue heron. That's the largest bird out on the walk color. Coming up the back jungle now, the ducks you see scattering there again, those are the scaup, lesser scaup. What you see in here is a little jungle boat, mostly a charter. The bird you see in there now, that's a purple gallinule. That's a purple gallinule. That's a rare one. Very seldom we get to see this bird out on the river, period. Here now, we are now going into the back jungle. Back in here now, back in the late 40s, this is where they shot some jungle scenes from some of those old Tarzan movies. These are also the waters in here now where he supposedly wrestled the alligator. The Tarzan was Johnny Weissmuller. Now, for those of you who remember some of those old Tarzan movies, you might be able to recognize this stream by that leaning palm. Right up over that leaning palm down there now is where they had a tree house. That's where old Tarzan swung out down that vine, hollering, oh, 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 and carrying on. Also back in here now, as I said, this is where he supposedly wrestled the alligator. A lot of people get in here, they see alligator, first thing popping in mind, is that the alligator that Tarzan wrestled? Well, all I can tell them now is most likely, but not Holly. You see, that Tarzan was a wise man. When he come, he bought his own alligator. When he left, he took him with him. You figure him out. Flying high in the air here now, that big bird you're seeing, that's the osprey. Some people call him a fish hawk. Out here now, a lot of people confuse that bird with the bald eagle. The bald eagle has a white head and a white tail. This bird has a white head and he's white underneath. The bald eagle is also large in size. Out here now, the two of them do occupy the same nest. The bald eagle during the winter months, the osprey spring, summer, and fall. What you see in here now, this is pickleweed. See how the leaves grow up under the water? They spread. When they pop to the top, they close together. Pickleweed. Now coming around over the big spring, we're coming in. Normally right along here now, high in the trees, I get a shot of vultures. In this particular picture, we don't have the vultures. But out here now, we have two type vultures. We have the black vulture and we have the turkey vulture. Black vulture is a black head. The turkey vulture has a red head. Out here, some people refer to them as a plain old buzzard. Buzzards in the trees on your right. Way out in the country now, some people refer to them as a country airplane. In some of those other countries, they refer to them as the undertaker's helper. That's a vulture. Right here now is a shot of the hotel as we come in. Out here now, as I come in, right along here now, I'm supposed to say, I hope you folks had a little thrill. Now there sits the lodge upon the hill. We've got Southern cooking that's sure to please. We got pan-fried chicken and black-eyed peas. We're here to serve you the best what am. We got steak, seafood, and country ham. I certainly hope that everyone have enjoyed the trip. Thank you.
Spring. If you haven't never been out on this trip before, I believe you're going to be surprised at what all you see before I bring you back. Oh, this is the river along here. Water's not very deep along here. But I'm going to find you the deep water when I get you out of the big spring. Now, everything you're going to see on this trip going to be all down through that glass. And a whole lot of this trip here going out is talk. I'm going to talk and tell you all about the river, all about the spring, and all about the fish out here. All that wide, long grass you see growing on the bottom, that's called the freshwater eelgrass. And all that fine grass, that's called the water fern. Those two grasses grow here in Florida. And all the freshwater rivers and streams, that's sweet, so never the water is clear enough to get the proper sunlight. This is the largest spring in the world. It flows over 600,000 gallons of water per minute. Water stays the same temperature the year round, 72 degrees. This is the head of the river, Waukulla River. Waukulla, that's an Indian name meaning strange and mysterious waters. Now we have 14 different species of freshwater fish out here. Although we have three kinds, we have some tame ones, we have some trained ones, then we have some wild ones. Now I got some fish out here that when I call them, they'll run. But on the other hand, I got some that when I call them, they'll come. Now you're beginning to see all sorts of little underwater marine growth you see growing here on the bottom. Catfish paradise. Now we're coming on out of the submarine gardens. All sorts of little underwater marine growth. Now that's where some of our little fish stay. Now the further I get you on out this way, now the deeper the water gonna get. Now we coming on out to the deep water. We're coming to the ledge right here, the cave drop off, big mighty spring. Now the depths of the water is 125 feet deep, but on the left hand side of us, 185 feet deep. Now that's an underground river. Now I'm gonna take you on back out in the shallow water now. Gonna take you out in the little fish convention. Now that's where I'm gonna call the little fish up to the glass. Hey, buddies, all right, boys. Come in this convention, boys. All right. Come in this convention, boys. All right, boys, let's get on up here now. So all you fishermen, just cry your hearts out. No fishing. Sorry about that. All right, now, fellas, I want you to stay here now. Now we're going to move on around on the other side of the spring. Now everything you see out here is all natural, all real, and all that bottom you see there is all lime rock. We're coming on around on this other side. You see lots of large bones all scattered on the bottom. Now those are some of the old mastodon bones. Now we're coming around the nature's flower pot. That tree you see extending off under the glass there with that underwater marine growth growing out in it, that's called Mother Nature's flower pot. We didn't put that in that tree, it grew there on its own. We have all different species of freshwater fish out here. We have mullet, shad, shiners, bluegills, alligator gar, mudfish, catfish, Fish eels, walmouth bass, striped bass, black bass, shell cracker brim, and red horse suckers. We gonna move on around now on the other side. What you see here now is catfish paradise. All different size catfish swimming there in the deep. Now, in olden times when the Indian was around, they used to come down to this spring to get the drinking water. This spring was a very small body of water at the time. But as the years grew on, this spring got larger. This spring now makes up an 18-mile-long river. This river flows into the Gulf of Mexico. Approximately 183 million gallons of water per day flows from that spring. Now, when the Indian was coming down getting the drinking water, they wanted them something sweet. So they found them this bee tree, cuts it down, and they robbed the bees for the wild honey. Now, that log you see laying on the bottom, that is called the old Indian bee tree. A large knot hole you see there in the top of that log, that's where they got the honey out of that log. That log is petrified. It's the old Indian bee tree. We gonna move on around on this other side. Now this water gonna get deeper. You thought that was deep over yonder. Well, it got some deeper than that. Now we coming on back to this ledge. All back under that ledge is that underground river. That is where we had all the Navy divers to go into that cave. They went as far as the hotel under there, never got to the end of it. That's why we call it the Mysterious Waters. We all know where it's going, but we don't know where it's coming from. We coming on back round to this ledge. Now that round hole you see going down through the ledge, well, that hole goes all the way through. We call that the chimney. Some of the small kids have nerve enough to swim out, swim up and down through that hole. Now back in the late 40s when Tarzan was making his underwater movies, that's where they had his glass house to get his air supply. Also the movie about the creature from the Black Lagoon, Airport 77, and Joe Panther. A lot of the underwater scenes of those movies was filmed there off that ledge. Now, out here on the last go-round, always like to say the best for last. Got a little trained fish out here called Henry Jr. Trained to jump a pole 25 feet underwater. We going on out, I'm going to call him out. Going to lay the head on this pole and turn on his side. All right, Henry. Want you to meet us at the pole. Wake up now. You heard what I said. All right, boys, let's get on down here and work now. Waiting on you, boy. You're a little junior one. Hey, y'all. All right, boy. Jump it. Hey, y'all. All right. Hey, y'all. All right, boy. Hey, y'all. Good jumping, boy. All right, boy. That's all right. Now, ladies and gentlemen, when you tell your friends about it, they ain't gonna believe you, but you bring them back, send them back. Me and Henry and them won't let your word go down. Henry and them don't get on and jump that pole. I'll jump it myself. Real pleasure to take you out, tell you all about it. Want you to be coming back, bring your friends. Always welcome back to Walk Color Spring. Thank you very much.